Report: White House officials frustrated by CDC's lack of data transparency. By Wendell Hasebo on August 9, 2021. White House officials are reportedly frustrated by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC lack of coronavirus data transparency. Top Biden officials are growing frustrated with the lack of internal visibility into data being collected by the CDC, particularly as they try to deal with Delta's spread. Axios reported Monday, revealing a source told the publication, "That's where the tension is, like where the hell are the data? Just think we live in a country which is incapable of telling us the percent vaccinated or unvaccinated who require hospitalization for COVID. No less any more data about them. Or track breakthrough infections." Thanks at Sadiq Gulf, Executive Vice President of Scripps Research Eric Topol tweeted. But virologist John Moore told Axios that countries with centralized healthcare systems have advantages here. The USA doesn't work like that. This is an old, old problem, nothing to do with today's CDC, he concluded. While the CDC released its last data dump in April, before the Delta variant, foreign data dumps have occurred since from the Public Health England, the Imperial College London, and from South Africa. Despite not having current data to promote fact-based policies, the White House and establishment media have fought over pandemic data, a rare divide in an otherwise unified relationship. For instance, the White House coronavirus response official Ben McConnell slammed the New York Times for failing to provide sufficient context in its reporting about transmission. Vaccinated people do not transmit the virus at the same rate as unvaccinated people, and if you failed to include that context, you're doing IT wrong, Wakana retweeted in response. The Washington Post was the next recipient from the White House coronavirus response official for tweeting, "Vaccinated people made up three-quarters of those infected in a massive Massachusetts COVID-19 outbreak, pivotal CDC study finds."